Good afternoon and welcome to Family First with five-time author and top speaker Randy Rolfe. Your family may be facing a variety of issues that you'd like addressed. No two families in the world face identical problems, but Randy has seen almost all of the difficulties families today face, and she and her expert guests have the answers that you seek. Now, here is your host, Randy Rolfe.
Hello, and welcome to Family First. I'm your host, Randy Rolfe, and we're starting a little late today because we're talking with a wonderful woman from New Zealand. Today's news is filled with atrocious cases of child abuse, domestic violence, sexual abuse, and boredom, and all kinds of other problems for our youth. And some parents are so worried that any touch might be misinterpreted that they tend to avoid it. And many schools are becoming so sensitive because of incidents of corporal punishment or sexual contact that they're not allowing any touch at all. My guest this week is Eva Scherer from New Zealand. She's been the leader of a movement in New Zealand to teach children to massage each other, and also in Poland. She believes we're becoming a touch-deprived society, and that's causing a lot of the acting out and the violence in our society. And it may be contributing to many of the problems kids have today. Her programs have helped kids gain self-esteem, be less aggressive, be better learners, and understand positive versus negative touch. She'll share the reasons for her programs, the results they've had, and how facilitating positive touch between parent and child and between child and child can have many benefits for children of all ages and prepare them for a healthier life. Eva Scherer is a professional body worker and the owner of several sports and therapeutic massage clinics in Auckland, New Zealand, a beautiful city. As a result of her knowledge of massage and of how massage can help children in Poland and other places in Europe, she studied at the University of Miami's Touch Research Institute to develop her own program to introduce positive touch to children. She's the founder of the Kids Love Massage Program, the Children Massage Children Program, and the Child Connection Trust, and they're all connected. Established in 2000, the Trust aims to introduce massage into the mainstream education system as a low-cost prevention for child abuse and family violence. Her Children Massaging Children, CMC program, has won the North Shore Mayoral Community Award and has benefited children at community centers and schools in New Zealand as well as overseas. Eva Scherer is a member of the Massage Australia, Infant Mental Health Association of New Zealand, and Attachment Parenting International. She's also herself a mother and a grandmother. So welcome to Family First, Eva. So happy to have you.
Good morning. Good morning, Randy. I have exactly 8 o'clock in the morning in Auckland.
Yes, and you're a day ahead of me. This is Friday at 4:15 here in Pennsylvania, so this is exciting. We're on different days.
Yeah, exactly. We are already Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah, you've been introducing me so detailed. Dear me, a lot of information.
Yes. I'm eager to share your information because, as you know, there's great sensitivity about any touch. And I want to ask you just to start out, how did you decide that this was going to be the focus of your massage to really help kids get in touch with good, healthy touching?
Yeah, you know, Randy, when I came from Poland to New Zealand, I noticed that New Zealand has different attitudes to touch. I come from higher touch culture country. The Touch Research Institute has been doing research regarding touch culture countries in mid of 90s, and they divided different cultures, countries to different cultures, touch cultures. They simply noticed that in some countries, touch is part of culture, of heritage, and it's normal. And these countries have level of aggression and social problems lower, like France, Italy. It was this 15 years ago. And they as well noticed that in countries like America, and Australia, UK, and they found New Zealand was just in a worse, on the bottom of the scale, there is a bad attitude to touch. You know, research was really, really very complex. They've been as well observing toddlers with parents in playgrounds, and they found really direct connection between touch and aggression. So for me, it was natural when I came to the country, which was really not touchy culture. I simply picked it up and do something as a massage therapist, body worker. It was for me just natural. And you know, later I had found that it was not only me. In Sweden, there was beautiful program still. Still, they are doing beautiful program, which name is the Peaceful Touch. Axelson Institute in Sweden, they are actually promoting this program also in America.
Oh, good.
So it's like big movement all around the world simultaneously.
That's exciting. So let me back up for a minute. So you're saying that the studies said that there was a reverse relationship between the violence in the playground in the school and
yes.
and whether there was actual gentle use of touch in the culture. That there was more violence
yes.
if there was less gentle touch. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, and it's something like when we will check academic research, we have John Bowlby, we have Charlie Farlow, we have all academic research showing that touch, movement and attachment and all this, you know, close relationship between parents and children are absolutely vital for a proper and healthy mental development of the children. So they started it 6 years ago. And in the meantime, there was a lot of research, academic research. The latest authority is Alan Shore in UK, is Sir Richard Bowlby, son of John Bowlby. And everybody is just emphasizing touch is absolutely necessity for proper child development. Child cannot develop properly without it. So it's not something like a new idea. It's really, really something when you have it always in nature. Observe how mammals, cats, dogs are behaving when they have children. They have small puppies.
Yes, a lot of touching and, of course, attachment of parenting has been around a long time, and traditional human societies, they carry the
yeah.
children for years. But I was fascinated by, you have developed a program that allows schools and parents that are nervous about this whole thing to actually re-educate themselves to create safe touch through massage. So can we talk a little bit about that?
Yes.
A lot about it.
You know, Randy, this is exactly like you named, re-education parents. Because if parents are all influenced by media and they're scary about doing something wrong for children, so if these children are practicing touch and massage in schools under supervision of a teacher, doing it in proper way, like children massaging children, they are listening to the songs and they are massaging each other. So later they are bringing these skills home and they are just implementing it at home for parents. And I can tell you, Randy, we have beautiful research done by Eastern Institute of Technology in New Zealand. And they showed as well, not only level of aggression was decreased, but first of all, it was as well improving relationship between children and a father, male figure at home, which is huge. Taking for consideration violence, family violence and abuse, if children are re-educating parents at home, in their environment, it's just absolutely beautiful idea. So this education comes from the bottom, from children bringing to home, to adults.
That really is amazing, because one of the questions that always comes up when you talk to educators is that so many problems come from the home, and how can you teach the children something that's not being done at home? But you're saying this is something that you've had success teaching the children in school, and they do take it home and maybe show their mom what they're doing in school of massaging their back or their neck or their hand.
Yes.
and teaching the parents to be more touchy-feely.
Yes, yes, Randy. And you know how it looks like. A teacher knows exactly which children come from which environment. If they are coming from you know, this kind of violent family, and they know how to behave with these kids because they are not straight away joining the lesson. They are resistant in the beginning because they don't know what to expect. If they experience at home only bad touch, so they will not be, you know, straight away able to join and accept new concepts. So when we are teaching in our courses for massage therapists how to run the lesson, we are telling them, no, they can stay first for a while and observe. They are observing how other kids are performing, and slowly they are naturally joining the lesson. And they are joining it with full heart, and they are really taking the best advantage, benefiting the most, because they are just adding on their bad experience new positive experience of the same phenomenon of touch, and exactly that's what we like to have. So later, when they will have children, they will already be able to behave different way, because of the new skills they are practicing in school. And this is not about only showing and one time lesson, okay, how we are doing, but it's practicing. This means this is part of curriculum that simply kids are practicing 3 times a week or just something like this. So it's just part like, you know, routine, school routine.
So let me go back to a few things you said, because you're saying the teachers can tell the kids that really they've only had bad touch or violent touch at home. It's only when they're getting punished. So they don't even know. So I would think when they got to school, they would mostly just push the other kids around or be more violent. And you're saying when they see this training of a children massaging children, you let them observe until they understand that this is really different and safe and comfortable, and then you say they naturally start to take an interest and join in slowly.
Yeah, you know, Randy, this is not even about understanding. This is about feeling. This is a lot about feeling, and a lot of influence is just going through emotional brain, limbic brain, which is much deeper. So they have been given a fraction of the massage by song, and later they are just later feeling it. They are doing it. Maybe we can listen to the part of the song we are using in the classroom so you can understand what I'm talking about, what you think.
Yes, that would be great. Can you play us some of that song?
Yes, exactly. I will play song, exactly, Massage a Back.
Massage a Back, it's called.
We're going to massage this back. First thing we do is we're going to get it hard and comfy. Ooh, that feels good, yeah. Massage your back. Massage your back. If you just enough, you can massage your back. And then you're gonna need it, just like you mentioned, some gold to make some bread. You know what I mean? Woo! Need it. Yeah, that's what I said. Need it. Just like you mentioned, some bread.
Can you hear it?
Yes, I can hear it.
Okay, just I put it on. You know, what I can tell you, there are a few techniques. So they are using different techniques, similar techniques like we are using in our massage. But
so it's a simple massage
between themselves.
Yeah, and so you don't have teachers touching kids. You have teachers demonstrating, and then the kids
it,
right?
No. You know, we are absolutely respecting the law, existing law, which I hope in the future will be changed. But at the moment we have this not touchy policies, and we are absolutely respecting it. So process looks like first of all, teachers are watching how massage therapists, trained by us massage therapists, is bringing the program to the school. And teachers observe how it is the program, what is it the program about. And later, when program is already introduced, to the school, teachers are only supervising. Teachers are observing children and they are looking that they are not aggressive, that they are performing right way. Very often, you know, school before introducing the program ask parents to come because really this is a big stigma about word massage. It's not
yes.
about meaning, about what you are doing, but people are thinking massage, wow, it's something heavy, it's bad, because this is their perception of the word. So school, when taking a decision that they are introducing program into their school, they are inviting parents for demonstration. And parents are coming, sometimes they are already accepting it, and they are watching how it is look like in practice. And later they, okay, yes, let's do it. Let's simply the program work in a school. So teachers later are supervising only. They are supervising, watching that kids are performing proper way. Because the one, we don't want to accept aggression. And some kids will not really know how to perform. So they need to be, you know, shown by teacher. But, you know, not. It is just more explanation. Teachers are not massaging children.
Right,
children
right.
are massaging each other.
And it's just the hand or the back. Can you explain just what does
yeah,
it
no,
look
no,
like?
We have three techniques. There is massage back, which we had a little bit, you know, listen. It is
yes.
massage, hand massage, which we are using as well with a beautiful additional sensory stimulator, which is wax, massage wax, which smells very nicely. We are supplied by TUI waxes and palms. You know, they are giving us this organic stuff, and kids are simply additionally can smell very nice smell when they are massaging hands, and as well massage head massage. And teachers later, having all these tools, they are deciding which technique they use more in a classroom, because this is not that you should do all techniques together. You know, that's them. They are deciding which they are using more and which they are maybe not using so often. Because as well, children's preferences are taken for consideration here.
And how young do you start these the trainings for the children? How early is this recommended, Eva?
You know, we are doing it actually in early childhood education, so it means children 2 years and less in a creches. So they are preparing these teachers as well to supervise, but as well practicing these massage games with their kids, because kids in creches are very small and they need much more touch. And you know, the program for preschoolers are a little bit different, because as well, we are equipping these caregivers with some tools to teach parents, because actually parents should develop secure attachment with their children. And so creche and early learning center, they have something like two ways of doing introducing touch. One is doing it at their creches with children, and another teaching parents how to use it at home. And let's say in Poland, they are as well doing this program as a pilot program in Integrational Kindergarten number 45 in Warsaw. So parents are doing as well part of job from the creches at home.
Oh, that sounds great. Of course, historically, we've known for generations that kids, unfortunately, it showed up in orphanages. If they aren't touched often enough, sometimes they die. They certainly, they get the failure to thrive. They don't grow. There's no
yeah.
interest in life. And what you're saying you've found is that there's more aggression. There's more sexual aggression. They haven't gotten what their needs are as far as the
yes.
the natural need for touch in those early years. Is that right?
Yes, and you know, this actually, you know, René Spitz made, you know, research just in the long time ago, and he noticed that kids really cannot thrive. They cannot survive without touch at all. So majority of children which are deprived of touch, they died before reaching age of 7 months. They couldn't go further because, you know, their development stopped and brain stopped to develop and body stopped, switched off. So they died. Physically, they died. If they survived because of some kind of partial, you know, touch, they've been all very severely retarded. So touch is absolutely necessity. It's just more than even food and you know, hygienic things. And, you know, we know that touch deprivation in childhood is directly responsible for addiction and sexual sensory stimulation in adulthood. This is something which Vera Folberg, she simply proved that it's not only her. If there is no touch in the beginning of life, there is deviant and bad touch later. So there is no another way to really make changes with violence and abuse if only make changes when child is small and really should receive a lot of nurturing touch, loving touch, and this is something which is the best prevention for problems in the future.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm all about prevention and what you mentioned earlier, that the children who learn the friendly massage to their fellow children in the school are likely to be better parents when they become parents, and to be more comfortable with the touching attachment to their children. And then what you're saying now is to actually prevent many of the problems that plague modern society with sexual aberrations that are violent and general aggression that
have you heard about a program we have for teenage parents, especially for dads? Why Tucker a violence free? This is new. This is simply part of Auckland, and they are as well very about prevention, and we actually are introducing exactly for young dads these touchy games, so they can simply practice it, and this is the best prevention because they are still teenagers.
Eva, I want to talk more about that. Eva,
they didn't receive a lot of touch.
Excuse me, Eva. We're up on our break. We're up on our break now, and we're just having one break this show. And so let's talk more about educating teenage parents to be good touchers when we come back from the break. So stay tuned with Eva's giving us some wonderful information and enlightenment about how we can really change and make our whole society safer and our children happier and better children, better parents.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
What if thinking just a little bit differently about your daughter could make her more respectful, a better student, or less vulnerable to peer pressure? What if a few simple changes in your words with your son could make him more responsible, a better listener, or more fun? Five-time author and dynamic speaker Randy Rolfe has answers to your questions about family matters. Whether it's your kids, parents, schools, health and diet issues, finances, or life balance, Randy can help you. The World Ambassador for Family, Randy Rolfe has been helping families since 1985 to minimize the stress and heartache of modern living. To access some great and free downloadable tools, to get one of her internationally acclaimed books, or to have her inspire and excite your next event as your featured speaker, go to www.randyrolfe.com. That's RandyRolfe.com. Your family will thank you.
Hi, I'm Neil Haley, host of the Total Education Network. We're the only education talk show that airs shows 7 days a week on different stations. Please go to my website at TotalTutor.org to learn about the exciting shows coming to the network. The show brings the total education experience. We interview interesting guests, have lively debates, and provide news and provide tips for parents. Please go to my website at TotalTutor.org for more information. Remember, the talk shop for teachers, parents, and administrators, TotalTutor.org.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Family First with your host, Randy Rolfe. To speak to Randy or her guests, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to randyrolfe@randyrolfe.com. Now, back to Family First.
Welcome back to Family First. We're speaking with Ava Scherer, who's a professional body worker and owner of a number of sports and therapeutic massage clinics in Auckland, New Zealand. And she's worked with groups in Poland as well as New Zealand and other places around the world to bring the idea of healthy massage to schools and to parents. And the reason is because research has shown for years that touch is absolutely essential for children to get the right idea about positive touch, about self-respect, and to reduce the likelihood of aggression and violence against their fellows as children or as adults. And also for healthy sexual development, the understanding or just experiencing healthy touch in the various earliest years through preschool and kindergarten and on. So, Ava, thank you so much. I'm really appreciating your information. I wanted to get back to the basics about the meaning of massage. And you mentioned you had a story about teachers who were initially against the program. And how did that evolve?
Yes, it was a few years ago when the principal of the school decided, like the idea and program, and decided, you know, to invite us to introduce program into her school. And it was huge resistance of teachers. Teachers thought, no, we don't want to have massage in our school. So we thought, okay, how we can convince them? And I brought with me on a stage program. We have stage program which called Lucy and John. Mm. And so it was shown and for children, which was in a stadium, and for teachers. And I remember all teachers were sitting, you know, in one group, really very against, with you know, faces, really, we don't want to have any touch. And artists on a stage started to perform this exactly our program, children massaging children, showing all techniques. And I've been observing teachers, and I've been observing them, how their attitude was just changing really very easily when they've been listening to first song, Massage Your Back. And I noticed in the middle of the song, they start to massage each other's backs. And it was really no question. So school took the program, and it was really, really very friendly and good atmosphere later. But, you know, this the problem, meaning of word massage. And people can really have very big and heavy stories connected with the word of massage. What is it massage for them? And each probably personally has totally different understanding that very often it is negative understanding. So you know, showing and demonstrating, it's just easy, making it much easier, because for children, it's straight away. When they are listening to the song, when they are explaining how to do it, they straight away know how to perform, and they are doing it very well, and they are doing it with pleasure. So that's us only to let them this opportunity, so they can enjoy it. We can actually learn from them.
Yes, that's wonderful. The children are working with the feeling world, and they can teach the adults. So just before the break, you were talking about how your program has been used with young parents, the teenagers who become parents. And can you tell us a little more about how that has been working?
You know, because regarding teenagers, why they very often became parents. This is not they are looking for sex. we know that in puberty and in teenagers, they have something like skin hunger. Skin hunger, which is exactly connection. They want to be connected, close to each other, skin to skin. And that's how pregnancy happened. So lack of cuddle, lack of sensory stimulation and touch in a childhood make the teenagers clinging, you know, one to another, and later, which can happen, sex and child is born. So because this is the problem in New Zealand teenager pregnancy, but it's probably all over the world.
Yes.
So Waitakere Violence Free Initiative, community initiative, we decided to exactly introduce touch as part of parenting program. Because parenting programs, you know, they are teaching parents to be better parents, to be responsible parents, and we are equipping these teenagers, showing them that playing games with kids, touchy games, massaging games, is just good, and they can have a lot of fun, enjoyment, and it's something which bringing them what they didn't receive when they was children. They haven't been massaged, they haven't been cuddled, and now they have tools, and they are really encouraged to do it with their children, and children love it because it's just building connection, building secure attachment, building love connected to these young parents who are very often not equipped yet with all the skills to these kids who are already on earth. They need it. So this is something which we are developing now in Waitakere Violence Free Program in Auckland.
That's wonderful. That may be a way to break the cycle of young,
exactly,
getting pregnant too young.
Exactly. You know, because this is all about breaking vicious circle, because majority of problems, social problems, originate from the childhood. And, you know, we know that we need to do the majority of job when child is small. When child is really, really small, because all this self-esteem and self-worth for child is developing in first 2-3 years of life. So when child is not yet able to communicate with words, so this is pre-verbal communication with sensory stimulation, with touch, with attitude, positive attitude to touch, and with closeness. So. People much more and more aware of this. It's just what child will receive before he starts to talk. And if you remind yourself that Albert Einstein started to talk when he was 4. He was 4 years old. So nobody was pushing him to talk, to speak, to talk. But he received a lot of some kind of sensory stimulation to make him to be Einstein, to be creative, to develop everything what he developed. So that's exactly what we need to do in the beginning of life. Nurturing child before it starts to talk.
That also, I'm thinking that is also a great benefit of the mother breastfeeding the child a long time.
Absolutely.
Because there's all that touching.
Absolutely. You know, La Leche League and breastfeeding is the main one because, you know, you have in one process, you have so sensory stimulators. You have touch, smell, taste, visual. You have everything in one go, which is absolutely the best, you know, technique to build secure attachment and healthy children. And, you know, not only, you know, that milk of mothers is full with tryptophan, which is amino acid, which is later producing serotonin, which is, you know, one of the neuropeptides, good with hormones, which are later very helpful with brain development and all violence prevention. So this is just all connected.
Yes, that's wonderful.
You know, Randy, I can tell you what my grandmother used to say. She, when we've been asking, oh, look, this is such an ugly child. She always replied me, there is no ugly children, only those who are not loved. Every child who is loved is beautiful. And he didn't understand it as a children, but now it's absolutely obvious for me.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Yes. And now you mentioned that one of the ways that the massage has such a profound effect is that it helps develop the right brain, the more intuitive brain, the emotional brain of the child. And yes. you mentioned in the break that a lot of the video games and the screen time that the kids have is really mostly in the left brain, and the touching, they really need to balance that out even more.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you know, all IT technology, virtual stuff is really doing a lot of bad things for children, because they should first develop all capacity of brain by natural sensory stimulation and playing with the world around, playing with the family around, and develop, you know, proper brain later if they will be more advanced, when they will be already having, let's say, 15, 16 years, it will not be damaging for them. But in the beginning, they need to have properly developed brain. And brain is developing only through interaction with environment and with family, with the closest environment, community. And you know, Alan Shore, he made beautiful research showing how developing of brain is just progressing. So before, you know, from a limbic system, from limbic systems to first start to develop right brain, this emotional, sensory stimulated part, which is as well responsible for developing of empathy. Empathy is just tuning in and interacting with environment. So when child is, let's say, 2 years and has a loving mother, he is already introduced to empathy. He or she is observing an attitude of people, caregivers who are caring for him, and exactly develop empathy or not develop empathy if there is not empathy in his surroundings. And later, after developing all the sensory and emotional skills, developing of all range of emotions which are based on chemicals, serotonin and cortisol sometimes, you know, which is the stress hormone, they are going through logical part. And logical part of the brain is based on the foundation made in right brain and limbic system. So it is something like all education goes through emotions, creativity goes through emotions, and later it can flourish with left brain, which is logical. So this is something which we cannot escape. If we are just missing this part of emotional empathy teaching in the childhood, later it's too late. Simply it's they are missing. Certain individuals, kids with ADD, kids which have problem, mental health problem, they was skipping certain of levels of emotional development in the beginning of life.
That's so important.
I hope you understand my English.
Oh, yes, your English is very good, and I so appreciate there's been so much work, how the empathy is a natural development from children. It's not that they don't understand other people, but it gets trained out of them if they never have the love and the touch in those early years. So it makes so much sense. But I think that it's so wonderful that you've developed a program to actually reintroduce that touch to kids who may not have gotten it in those first 2 years, but to safely introduce it to them again so that, like you said, they can break the cycle. So I want to be sure that the listeners get more of your information, how they can find out about it, how they can maybe even suggest it to their schools or their kindergarten. So could you give your websites, Eva, that where people can connect with you, contact you, and learn about your work? There's wonderful news articles on your websites. Could you give them out for the listeners?
Yeah, you know, this is www.childconnection.org. childconnection.org.nz. www.childconnection.org.nz. And we have already some samples of the program. We have as well samples of the audio which we are using with our parenting program articles. And actually, this is divided on website is divided for three groups: for teachers, for parents, and for massage therapists. Because we are mainly training massage therapists to deliver program to schools, and as well parents can access our program directly, so they can simply purchase our Kids Love Massage program directly on online and simply start to enjoy parenting. Because Randy, what I can tell you, I found that a lot of programs are about discipline and about punishment, dividing what is discipline, what is punishment. But not a lot teach what is love. And actually, parenting should be mainly love and enjoyment. And enjoyment for parents, being parents, and discover the world through eyes of child, because they are having fresh view. And if parents will be enough sensitive to observe child, to support him, and to, you know, be next to the child, parents can benefit tremendously learning from child. So discipline will not be important, because love will lead child to proper development. So it will be the best prevention for all social pathologies.
Yes, that reminds me of a funny story. When my children were small, I had a couple of people say, your children are so well behaved, you must have really tight discipline at home. And I said, they don't need discipline. They know their limits, and there's lots of love. And that's why I called my first parenting book, You Can Postpone Anything But Love, because if you're there,
exactly,
touching and hugging and loving and setting, making clear, you know, the structure of the family and how to interact, the kids just naturally behave. And it's a wonderful thing to watch. And we just have a couple of minutes left. Eva, I want to repeat your website. It's www.childconnection.org.nz. And we say Z in the U.S., so I want to make sure that came across, NZ for New Zealand after the org. So it's org.nz and childconnection.org.nz. And you said you have a innovative program in Poland. I think you mentioned it earlier, of getting the children in the kindergartens to bring the massage techniques into the homes and educating the parents to do the more comfortable touch at home. Can you, in our last minute or two, can you tell us a little more about the results with that program?
You know, parents are coming home, they are very often tired, and they don't have enough time and you know, attention to their kids. But when they are introduced to the program through kindergarten and the importance of it, they simply find time to sit even next to the child when child is already in their bed, and you know, stroke head and maybe hum some kind of you know, lullaby, and be close to the child, listen to the child, what the child you know, was going through the day, and it's just restoring connection. And when they have more time, they are simply playing the games we are teaching. We are teaching exactly how to perform it, a part of the songs. We have other games for preschoolers, for preschool teachers. So, like, you know, one of games, it's ants. So it is typical massage, but it's massage performed on a front of body. And that's not only touch, but as well imagination. And parents are creative here, because they create here some stories. They can create different stories about different animal, which is just jumping through the child's body from the feet to the head. And, you know, this is something which is as well pushing parents to be a little bit more creative. So this is giving opportunity to create bond and
you know, this is something which later kids, I had the feedback, kids was sharing within early center. Oh, you know, I've been having ants. My aunt was today elephants. Oh, really? Elephants. And my aunt was the tigers. So, you know, it's something like kids are proud of their parents. They are proud of what they are doing with them.
They oh, that's
unique.
So lovely.
It's something unique.
Well, we're come to the end of the show. It always goes so quickly with these fascinating ideas. But we're speaking with Eva Scherer. Thank you so much for sharing with us a really practical way to re-educate, to bring back touch and the feeling, the right side of the brain, and help our children become more peaceful, loving adults. So thank you so much. Eva's in New Zealand, but she's developing programs all over the world. And so go to her website, childconnection.org.nz, and find out more. So thank you so much, Eva, for being part of Family First.
We hope you've enjoyed Family First. Please tune in to our program every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, to join your host, Randy Rolfe, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. The weekend is here. Enjoy it with your family. And we hope to see you here next week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network,